Blog Talk Radio.
So, I mean, I actually didn't really want to ask this question. It didn't really seem to fit in anywhere, but some of your students, and I've heard this through the grapevine, have been really anticipating receiving your first power book, the Book of Spells. Some of your students have been saying amongst themselves, you know what, these power books aren't just tools, they are the tools. It seems that you are preparing your students for something major, and that we've had kind of like practice runs until now. Practice runs that have failed, and it seems to be that it's getting out of the dream in totality. And due to that, these practice runs haven't worked, you brought in the big guns, if you will, and those are these power books. And the
Did you say the practice runs haven't worked? Because of course they've worked. I mean, the whole world has changed.
You're completely correct. The practice runs in this case of getting out of the dream completely and leaving it all behind completely. Those practice runs wouldn't have completely worked. So the idea is that these power books would be your final attempt to get us all out of the dream, and that is their kind of their hidden message, if you will.
If we are totally out of the dream, then there is no interaction and no life. So the dream is unfolding, and there never really will be a time that we are totally out of the dream. Otherwise, we won't even have individuation. So there will never come a time that we will not be working on getting out of a dream. The dreams are but the footsteps upon the path of eternity. So that is number one. And we have been very, very successful with our other tools of getting out of the dream. When I am on the road, I have people say to me how their lives have profoundly changed in finding this journey. They don't have to tell me. People that I've seen year after year, I see them growing in luminosity, in peace, in maturity, in contentment, in self-confident expression of Godhood. So those are ways in which we're changing one dream for another, in which we are becoming lucid dreamers. So that is one way in which the dream has indeed changed. That we're going into a second lucid dreaming stage, which eventually we're looking at seven stages of the mastering the dream, not going out of the dream. The seven stages of mastering the dream are the seven power books. So the power books are major power objects. The opposition we had to actually get that spell book into people's hands has been, you know, we sat and looked at each other and said, you know, we've got to laugh, because if we don't, we're going to cry. It's been unbelievable, all the things that have come in the way of those power books, specifically the first one. But I know in my heart that it is a timing mechanism, because it is such a powerful object that it's waiting for little pieces of understanding to be put into place, and that when it is in people's hands, it will be the exact right moment. So the seven power books. We have spoken about the seven perspectives of man. The part we have not spoken about that is coming out in the sexual magic protocol is that there are actually also seven feminine perspectives of life. So, as we have the feminine perspectives, we have the masculine perspectives. They make 14, but they are an alchemical equation. And if you add them together, you get 15, which is the divine compassion signal, sigil, is right in the middle, is its 15th point. That's the portal. And yes, jointly, they are opening a portal. And the portal is in so that we can actually wield reality eventually while remaining in the dream. Because the seventh gate of dreaming, now I've spoken about these gates of dreaming, and I know at the very least, do you know if I've written them? Because I spoke them and they are gathered by the Russians who have put together the Institute of Shamanism. I believe they're in the Institute of Shamanism, the Seven Gates of Dreaming. These books represent the seven gates of dreaming, because after the seventh gate is done, magic should be able to manipulate matter. In the seventh gate of dreaming, you are able with your dream body to push a pencil across your table so that when you wake up in the morning, you can see that the pencil is now no longer at this side of the table, it's now on the other side of the table. It can actually move physical objects. People that have made a study of that seventh gate of dreaming are the original Aboriginals of Australia.
So putting these power books together, what would they jointly do?
Jointly, they would be forming capabilities of living miraculously and living magically. Of course, as I've said before, they are power objects. So even if you just have one of those books in your vicinity, there are certain things that they prevent and eliminate, such as cords that bind, implants that have been put in, etc. And sometimes spells have been intergenerational, so they're really hard to spot. They hide, even for the eyes of somebody that sees energy, they hide behind genetic lines. So, like, you can only see them if you remove the genetic cord around somebody's ankle, say, and then you remove that cord, and you can see those genetic cords on the gas discharge video imaging, which I think we have on our Bell Hospital site, or the first book. You can see the cord. You have to remove that cord to be able to see a black magic cord that comes through generations, and then you have to know what you're seeing. Books like this first one, eliminates those cords. If we couple it with helping enthusiastically to create our reality without trying to control it, nothing's going to ever touch you in that area again.
Hello and welcome to the show, Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa. And welcome to our beloved life family and old and new listeners. I'm so grateful to be here and to do this show on behalf of Armin. So, yes, I felt this was a very powerful way to start the show this week. And I just wanted, because there's been so much excitement about the book of star transmissions that I received last week, and with many more posting on Roots and Wings on Facebook, you know, everyone's, it's lovely to hear their expression of what they feel it's doing for them so far, and it is such a beautiful gem to have in your home. And I just felt, I did play this piece before, but I really felt, yes, I'm going to play it again, because it's showing you what happens when you receive all seven books. I mean, I've got three of them now. I've got the Book of Spells, and then I have the beautiful Runes book, and I also have the Book of Star Transmissions. That's the third one, and as far as I'm aware, there's another one coming out called The Bridge of No Time, and there's another three after that, and then you have got seven, basically Tools of Alchemy, and it's creating a sacred space. But anyway, you've heard what Amin says, but it doesn't only just help you create a sacred space, but, you know, The Book of Spells cancels out black magic. It's just incredible. They prevent ethereal interference, stuff like that. It's just, I mean, why wouldn't you want them in your home, you know? So what a beautiful gift to give someone who could actually really, truly have the gratitude and appreciation for these sacred tools. So anyway, without further ado, I would like to say, yes, this show is not to be missed, because I came across the most incredible and beautiful meditation. And I've been privileged enough to experience these meditations in Almeen's class and classes. And, you know, each one is different. And I played this earlier on, and I actually wanted to cry. But because of the sacredness of it, because of the beauty and the profundity of how powerful this meditation is, and I really don't want to say too much more about it, because it is just beyond words. And anyone who's ever been to a retreat with Almeen will know exactly what I'm talking about. So I'm going to read to you about the silent retreat update. Yes, you heard me say silent retreat. With who? Let me think. Almeen. It's incredible. She is absolutely incredible. She's been through so much over this last year, you know, recovering from a stroke, all of these things. And I mean, she's amazing. And now she is hosting a silent retreat. I feel that she said, mentioned something. Actually, you know what? I'm going to read it to you, because I don't want to misquote her. So let's go to the page and let's have a look. Right. Okay, are you guys ready to hear this? A silent retreat with the seer Almeen. So Almeen has consented to have a 5-day private silence retreat at her home in Newport, Oregon, during the second week of March 2016. Only the first 10 participants will be accepted. Almeen will be giving silent hands-on blessings to each participant every day. Shared accommodations will be provided. For further information and pricing, contact jan@almeen.net. So there was a question asked, is there a specific purpose for participants' silent meditations during this retreat? Almeen's answer is this: yes, every day participants will be handed guidelines for them to set their intentions on during the meditation. There are certain superpowers that have already prepared possible world war strategies, and the intent as a whole would be to dissolve such intention. Whew. So you can see that that is a very powerful silent retreat, and I, for one, would really love to be going to that. I still want to. You know, so who knows, if I'm meant to be there, I will be. It is beyond words what I can say if you go to one of Almeen's retreats. That's all I can say. And if you go, you are meant to be there. There is no ifs or buts about it. You see, I'm trying to see if we have enough time on the radio show, because I'm very aware of the meditation. So I may play the other audio next week, because I wasn't going to speak too long on this radio show, because I'm so aware. The meditation is so beautiful. I really want you guys to experience it. And if you go to the archives of this show, because it's on for 30 minutes, and then in the archives there's another 15 minutes left on the show. So you can just listen to the show through the archives as well, and you will hear all of it. Is there anything else I would like to share with you before I go any further? Let me just see. Someone asked a question about what is Mark Gellin's disease. Interestingly enough, I had a Skype call with a beautiful brother of light, and you know, this came up in the conversation about shadow beings. So here we have someone asking about this disease. Morgellons disease is nanotechnological, if this true. Almeen says it is caused by shadow beings from the membrane between the shallow dream states, which is soul realms, and the deep dream states, the spirit realms, following someone's dream body back into their physical body after sleep. The host to such an invasion is aware that there is something in him or her that doesn't belong there. It feels like something is crawling under their skin. Another question: What are the fiber-like filaments emerging from the source? They are, according to an angel, self-replicating protein. He says it looks like an artificially produced substance, but it's organic. It's a different substance, but the principle is the same as the self-healing spacecraft used by certain star races, such as those involved in the Roswell incident. They repair their own damage. So I feel what she's saying from this is to look within, because we are manifesting our reality. And so what we manifest, we can also remove through self-work, through sacred government, through self-government. And, the dream symbols, the book of dream symbols, which is free on AlmeenSpiritualJourney.com. And also, if you consider getting Journey to the Heart of God, it also has all about your inner family, how you can learn to communicate with your inner family, and the 9 steps of recapitulation, and knee-jerk reactions, everything that you need to know to start off anyway. It's a very beautiful book. It was one of the very first books I ever read in Anta Amin over 8 years ago, believe it or not. I'm still privileged to be on this sacred journey with much love, praise, gratitude, and deep trust. I am eternally grateful. So, without further ado, I'm going to speak maybe an ancient sacred language to you now, and then I'm going to put on the meditation. I ask that this ancient sacred language that I speak bless all of life and all that hear it, and that benefit not just the one, but the many. Nikiak Natakur Napala, Nikerede, Nedreshtunovarasanale, Perikede, Concretisnovarasanapeli, Kuruma Kititis Numera Sakatala, Ron to Maraki, Stanura Ma. I will be back again next Thursday. If you want to join in and listen to the show, you are very welcome to check out more on www.spiritualjourneys.com, and go to the diary, there's lots there. Please enjoy this beautiful meditation. Get your blanket, get your pillow, get very relaxed, because it is so beautiful. It's actually like being at a retreat with Ami. Well, only a small taster, but it will give you a good feeling of what Almeen is about, and I wanted this show to be so beautiful for you. Okay, until next week. Bye.
Eshkiyama orkne ita. Hekiyotoshuna sayama anaa. Hekiyata hai. Shoshana makiyata ai. Eyoshkosuna maahne ishkina maokte e. Ishkaya sasana aone e. Mishkiana ta o ene shamasa. From the ancient tongue that burst all tongues upon this earth, a prophecy comes forth that upon the backs of the few, the future shall pivot. And ye shall birth again matter to light whence it came. And you shall be as wise men coming from afar to birth this planet into Christ consciousness or elevated consciousness. Hekia naha shayasa kikinama achknuch. Lakyashina aseya amach. Have you forgotten, children of the light? Have you forgotten your being as vast as the cosmos? That you are not these experiences, but that you have entered into human form as way showers to humankind. Ne ahmas keshkitaya ina aute sachitanama. You are the ones of which have been spoken by the ancient ones as those who unlock. who in the apex of mind becomes one with their immortal eternal selves. I ask you now, my brothers and sisters, just to breathe really deeply and breathe out all the stress at the base of your spine, at the base of your feet, all the tensions of the day. Just breathe it out. If there's anything you want to place on the floor, do so now. Make sure your spines are straight. And continue to breathe until a deep peace comes through your cells, like living waters that ripple over the rocks. We call forth the holy angels and evoke the masters of light to stand by our side this night as we unfold the mysteries. Breathe in and out. Just feel your body slump, grow heavy and relaxed. create.